Then a stylistic purpose here as well. The word shisi means to put. Rashi saw this. He had very upset. And Rashi went out of his way to disagree. And he says, no, when it says shisi means she'asis oni. I, Hashem, will be the one doing this. Now this is going to change the pshat. This may seem very trivial to us. I don't know if we're going to even get so far to get to this, but this little thing over here, this difference between Rashi and Unkelis, will change the entire story. The whole storyline changes when Hashem is telling, when Moshe is telling Paro that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself will enter into the picture and will get involved in the situation. By this Pesach Seder, we make a very big emphasis about this. So this seems like very true, but it's a major concept. By the Pesach Seder, V'yavarti bi'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh, ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy saraf, ani v'loy shaliach, ani hu v'loy acher. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself enters into the picture. And we emphasize this to a very great degree in the Haggadah. The Haggadah very much is being drawn from the parish of Rashi. See, she'asis oni. We're coming down to the end of the Makas Bechoros, which someone learned that Arbe, Choshech, and Makas Bechoros are really, they're all one unit. It's not just three more makas. They all, to a degree, are connected. And Rashi is saying this is something which is going to be sensed and appreciated by the people that is directly come from Hashem. Along comes the Targum. The Targum disagrees. The Targum says that that's not the way it happened. What happened was there was a catastrophe in Egypt. There was some plague. All of the firstborns dropped dead. And who knows, they probably had some science. There was some science they considered. If you have a certain gene, that means you are vulnerable to the disease. So even with corona, a doctor told me a while ago, maybe about 3-4 weeks ago, is that there was a very big breakthrough. They don't talk about this on the news because it's not relevant for the common man. But this person's a doctor and very into these things. And he said that they finally, after all of these months, were able to, I'm just telling you words. I don't know what these things mean. They're able to map the entire, I don't remember the terminology, the entire gene, the entire structure of the DNA of a person versus the coronavirus. And After a quick analysis, after they were finally able to do this, which was an extremely difficult task, they said, you don't hear this news again, this is something which inside news, is that they discovered there are 3 genes that if a person has the combination of all 3 genes, they basically don't stand a chance against corona. If you have 2 of the 3 or 1 of the 3, there are different levels. But if a person has all 3 of these genes, then after this mapping of them, then this person is in a lot of trouble. And he means, I don't know how this relates to the vaccine and the holding. But you can bet that in Egypt, we don't know what happened in Egypt. And there are many different opinions as exactly how the Makos played out. But I'm willing to bet, because you see this type of Mahalik in some of the Rishonim, is that when Makos Bechoros could have been explained according to science, there was some type of virus that swept through the whole Egypt, and there was a wind which came with a virus and some disease, And scientifically, a firstborn, anyone that's the first out of their mother's womb, they were able, maybe they knew things that we don't know. They were able to detect, there is a certain gene that these people have, and they don't stand a chance against the virus. Now, if that's the case, is it super duper obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is involved in Makas Bechoros?
No.
No, then it's going to be a matter of emuna. If you are willing to see the Yad Hashem, you will come to realize, yes, Hashem is involved. And if you want to be a denier, you want to live in a world of make-believe, then you'll just attribute everything to science, everything is down to statistics, everything is nature, and you will continue to rebel against Hashem. Now, if you learn like Rashi, who says, Laman Shisi She'osis Oni, and you read in the Targum that says, L'shava'o, that it will be set, it will happen. According to the Targum, the Ribbono Shel Olam is distancing himself, is hiding himself to a much greater degree than Rashi. Not to say that Rashi, that according to Rashi, Hashem is not hiding himself, because then you can say according to Rashi, Hashem is also hiding himself. Just because I am putting the signs in Egypt, I'm doing this, Hashem also can hide himself and people can be in a state of denial. But yet, the flavor, the connotation of Rashi is, if Hashem himself says, She'osis Oni, then even the most corrupt and thick-headed Egyptian will have to acknowledge that this indeed is the Yad Hashem. The Unkelis is a different Mahalich. No, I'm not getting involved. I'm going to bring about events, and those who want to have a Muna will be able to see me. Those who don't will be able to attribute all of these strange things that are happening to some natural occurrence. Okay, get a little bit of a taste over here in this word. Okay, next. Osai, my signs. Tzorch tam lama paposach ha-somach targum as v'osai. It doesn't give an answer. It changes the meaning of the word sometimes. V'nehonam ha-ki'ilu kosav b'kirbam u'musav al paro v'avodav. I'm going to put these signs within them. Okay, now, what about the first Rashi? The first Rashi was v'hasrebo. What does the Targum say? Ol levos paro. Okay, is the word levos have any connotation of what the purpose is? I don't know, not yet. Maybe we'll come back to that. We'll see. Next pas. Now we go to pasuk base. Ulaman. There's a secondary purpose of doing these signs. Ulaman, the secondary purpose, the sapin, you shall relate. The reason why we're going to do all these signs is in order you should be able to relate it be us in the ears, binuch of your children. Uven binuch of your grandchildren. Ace asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim. This that I have mocked. I made a leitzonus. I made a mockery out of the Egyptians, b'mitzrayim. V'yes oisai my signs, asher again also sai. My signs, asher samti, which I, here it's samti. Okay, so how is how we learn the time of the samti, v'am I put in them. Vidatem ki ani Hashem. You will then know that I am Hashem. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk beis. Hisalalti. What does the word hisalalti? Sochakti. It means to laugh. Tischak liyoim acharoy. You will laugh on the last day. Okay, the word hisalalti means to laugh. I made a joke out of the Egyptians. Kmo hisalalt bi. Kasher, there also means you're laughing. Halei kasher his oilel bohem, again, you're laughing against them. Ha'omu b'mitzrayim, ve'enoi loshoin poel ume'alalim. This is not a verb. Meaning, this does not mean that I'm going to cause them to laugh. In other words, Hashem is the one that is doing the laughing. The pasuk does not mean asher hisalal. We don't understand this to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to cause other people to laugh. The ein lashon poel, a verb ume'alalim, which means I'm going to cause you to laugh. She'im kein hoy loy lichtoiv oilalti kmo ve'olel lamo kasher olalti li asher oilel li. Okay, I'm not really too good at this. I'm not too sure I'm exactly what I'm saying is correct. So we're going to have to leave it for now. But maybe when we see the Targum, we'll get a better appreciation of this. Let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk Beis says, Uvedil, the purpose of all this is for, De Sish To'ei Kadam Berach. It should be heard. Or Tish, that means to talk, to speak. The word Tish To'ei means to speak. Kadam before Beruch your sons, Ubar Beruch your grandson, Yos Nisin the miracles, Davadis b'Mitzrayim, the Yos, and here's the Yos, and now here's the one we just passed over too quickly. Okay, Ulman Tesab b'Yosevir Ved Medecha Eisasher Hisalalti. The Targum here has done, he has committed a crime. Chas Hashem. He says over here something very way, way off. Yos Nisin the miracles. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says it means sochakt. I laughed. Here he says nis miracles da avadis I have done b'Mitzrayim the yos osvasai the signs the shavisi which I said b'hoin the sidun you will know arei ano Hashem ayim Hashem. Okay, so we have to now see what this means. Obviously, this is going to be a big topic here. Okay, here we go. Over here he says in pasuk beis. The first thing over here is a small point, and that is the word be'oznei in the ears. The ears here not to be taken literally. Kadam of me means, he translates kadam in the presence. Okay, kadam means the presence. That's something very common that Targum translates in the ears. So we go back to the pasuk then. It does not mean you're going to go in and put your mouth to their ear. It means you're going to tell this over in the presence of your children and your grandchildren. Now, what's interesting about this interpretation is, according to the Targum, it almost sounds like you're not going to be speaking directly to them. You're going to be speaking, let's say, to somebody else, and your children will be within earshot. Sometimes when you want to speak to somebody, if you speak to them, they don't want to listen because they don't like you or that it's not fashionable for them to listen. Grandchildren, okay, don't look at their grandparents the way the grandparents want the grandchildren to look at them. The grandparents adore their grandchildren. Grandparents have experience, life experience. They see in front of them their grandchildren. They see a whole world in front of them. They see a whole life. They see amazing things when they look at their grandchildren. The grandchildren, when they look at their grandparents, they don't see anything. I mean, I don't mean to insult anyone over here, but you all think back when you were children, if you had the fortune of having grandparents, and you look at your grandparents, you appreciate your grandparents today infinitely more than you appreciated them when you were children, because it's not just not possible. So when you look at the grandchildren, look at their grandparents, they don't look at them as being very relevant in their lives at that moment in time. And if a grandparent says to his grandchildren, "I want to tell you something," they're not listening. They may be polite and listen, but they're not really absorbing the depth of what you're telling them. How then do you get them to listen? Don't talk to them. Talk to somebody else. If you talk to somebody else and they're within earshot and they hear what's going on, then you become a study. Your conversation with someone else becomes a project. It becomes a, they view it in the more of an abstract form. And then it becomes very interesting to understand where did Grandpa come from? What's all of this about? I believe that's what he's saying over here. Uleman, so that Tisaper, you shall relate. If you read the pasuk at face value, this means, this is how I always understood it. You go over to your grandchildren, you sit them down by the table, you tell them to turn off their smartphone and say, "I want to talk to you. I want to tell you some things. I want to tell you about my life. I want to tell you some good stories." And they're sitting there, they're looking at you, and they can't wait to get out of the room. They can't wait to go because they don't relate to you. It's not their fault. They don't relate to you. But That's how it ulamans, you shall tell over, you shall speak directly to in the ears of your children and your grandchildren. It's not going to work. And therefore the Targum says, when it says here, ba'aznei, it does not mean you're going to speak directly to them. There's a much better technique to get them to absorb the message. Speak to someone else. Speak to your friends. Speak to people that want to listen. And just make sure that your children and your grandchildren happen to be present in the same room playing with their smartphone. And they'll pick up in the background the conversation, and they'll be disarmed. They're not going to be challenged. They'll be more relaxed. Their mind will be more open, receptive when they're not being spoken to directly to absorb what is being said. And that's what the Targum says. That's how we always learn some shot of speaking in the ears. Whenever it says in the ears, it says here, Bedil ditishta, you shall speak kodom. Kodom does not mean towards. It means in the presence. In the presence of Beruch Ubar Beruch. This is psychology. This is a class of psychology right here of how it hides the word kodom. Okay, now we go to the next part. The next part is where it gets all exciting. The miracles. Okay, this is a very challenging concept. The Asher Hisalalti, a Makt, miracles. Miracles, what are you talking about? Where in the world of the Targum get miracles? Kosav Rabbeinu Bechaye, Sheyitochin Lefarish Hisalalti Loshem Ila. What's an Ila? Ila means an excuse. You find an excuse for a pretense. You want to do something, and I want to do something. You just can't do it. You have to find an excuse. And what does it mean? Shamaisim, shahamaasim, hanasim be'olam azem, yikorein akosav alilois. Okay, we'll see what he means over here. The maasim that are done in this world are called alilois. Kiloshnak, what says in the pasuk? Hodiu vo'amim aliloisav. Relate among the nations Hashem's deeds. All of Hashem's deeds are called alilois. From the first excuse, the first event, let's see. All of the creatures alulim etzloi. And this is Rabbeinu Bechaye. If you ever learn Rabbeinu Bechaye is not an easy sefer. Rabbeinu Bechaye is a very, very hard sefer. It's from the Rishonim, early Rishonim, like a Ramban. And he's quoting here word for word Rabbeinu Bechaye. And this is very, very, very hard to absorb what he means. I don't know what he means. But just let's try to grasp the little bit that we can grasp. That one thing is for sure. He's not learning like Rashi. Rashi says the word Asher Salati. We're going to have to come back in a few moments and go back to Rashi and try to figure out Rashi. But Rashi learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making late sonas. Hashem is having a good laugh. Hashem is laughing that these people are a bunch of idiots. A shugoyim. Laughable. We have to understand what exactly that means. Why is that a milo? Why is that an attribute of goodness to laugh at someone? In our society, that's not a milo. It's not a nice thing to laugh at somebody. So we have to figure out what that means. But off the bat, we have there, the Targum says miracles. And obviously, he's taking what Alilos of the miracles. And this is going to be subject to much interpretation of how the Targum was able to cross the line and go from the word Alilos and Asher Salalti to the word miracles. So the first one at bat is Rabbeinu Bechaye. And Rabbeinu Bechaye says that the word nisin means miracles because the word over here, hisalalti, comes from the word ilah. And ilah is a hard word to translate. I don't know because that means an excuse. We normally use it as an excuse, an event. There is an event that occurs. And this event that occurs is a trigger for other events, for other things to happen. A HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created this world, Hashem had an ilah to create this world. What does that mean? Hashem, this goes back to Ramchal, Hashem existed before the world existed, and Hashem had a need, had a desire to create this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world because he had an ilah. He had an excuse. Okay, we'll learn now very simply what ilah means. Hashem had a reason. He had a reason, an excuse, a cause that triggered him to have the desire to create the world. And from that ilah, he proceeded in creating the world, bringing this world into existence. So thus, here's the depth of this concept. Every single thing that happens in this world is called, any event is called an alila. Aliloisav, and the plural of all of the events that happen in this world are called aliloisav. Why? Because the word aliloisav comes from the word ila, and ila means a cause. And the reason why this world is a world where things happen, it all is rooted in the cause, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first desire and need to create this world. Thus, if that's what the word ila means, and aliloisav, and it says here, Laman asher hisalalti, and the word hisalalti has the same shoresh, so here it means a deed. It means Hashem's actions. In the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the actions that Hashem is taking are miraculous. So they're not actions of nature, they're actions of Nisim. So therefore, the Targum went and he translated the word Aliloisav Nisim. We're going through a lot of steps to get to this result. Okay, over here in the parish of Lewis, come and tell us the word, you have to appreciate it. There's a word called an alila, which typically means an action. As it says in Tehillim, Hodiu v'amim aliloisav, relate among the nations of the world Hashem's glorious deeds. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deeds are called the word alila, why? Ma'asim, asliloisav. There are many better words for deeds. We have a ma'aseh, we have an asiyah, Oiseh, ma'aseh bereshis. Hashem has ma'asim tovim. So where does the word alila, another word that means a deed, an action? So he explains, Rebbe Mordechai explains, that it has a different flavor, because this word aliloisav doesn't just mean an independent deed, it takes us back to creation. Because the word alila in this context is really only a borrowed term. The word ila means an excuse, a cause, a reason. Hashem existed before the world existed, and Hashem had an ila to create this world. An excuse, a cause, or a reason to create this world. And that ila was the trigger for Hashem to proceed and act and create a world. And everything that further comes from this world is all a result of that very first excuse, that ila. So everything that happens in this world that relates back to the original cause is called, all these actions are called the aliloisav. And now when it says here in the Targum, the word asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim, so we have now, we can take really two little things out of this. It means Hashem is going to do miracles. But the word aliloisav, it means a miracle that came for a reason. Because the word alila means it's a deed that can be traced back to its root, its cause. Hashem has done all of these miracles for a very particular, specific reason in bringing about the geula. Let's read this one more time. Kasa Rabbein Bechaye, sheyitochein, it's very possible, lefarish hisalalti l'shoin ila, an excuse. Shehamasim hanasim el mazeh, any action that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes in this world, yikorei ma'kosov alilois. Kiloshon, like it says in the Pasuk, Hodil va'amim ali loisaf. V'zehu shetirgim unkelus. Now we can get an appreciation of what unkelus translates the pasuk to mean. Yos nisin, the miracles, the avadis that Hashem has done. The avadis, he's called the avadis that Hashem has done. The miracles that Hashem has done. Actions. The nikru kol hapu'ulois alilois. Come, the Rabbein Lechai is explaining. The reason why it's called alilois, these b'nei, shekulon, everything that Hashem does in this world, nimshachois, is an extension, is a result, is a consequence, a ramification. V'ne'e tzolois. Okay, I don't know what that word means. It means something like the word nimshachois. It extended, it resulted, I don't know what it means. Min ho'ilo harishayna. From the very first cause of why this world was created, the chol hanim tsa'im, all of the creatures, alulim etzloi, are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actions. They all are a product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire and need to create them. Because that's his first interpretation. Then we go to another interpretation. The Yoishim, some say, Sheyesh his Salalti, Hoyro Kifula, it's a double expression. What do we mean? Lashon Hoyro Kipula, like a verb. It's an expression that has Kifula. Let's read a little more. Lashon pula, it's a verb. What do we mean? Min oilel lamo. This is what Rashi was referring to. Oilel lamo, to do unto them. Olel b'rei Hashem ma'ala, what has happened, or to do, to, or ask Hashem in this pasuk to do unto them. It's an action. Let's see. V'lashon his alois kemo, to ascend. Allah Elohim, to ascend. So what's going on here? So he's saying over two things. First of all, here it means an action, and then it says lashon of alei, to go up. What does that mean over here? Umufarish, hisalalti his naasi bipu'ulo sai. I have been elevated through my actions. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something. Something very, very, very powerful. He's saying over here, going back. Sheyesh behisalalti. There is a double meaning. There are two separate expressions that are being synthesized into this one word. There are two lamets here. There are two lamets. Number one, the word hisalalti comes from the word olel. Olel means to do, action, lights, camera, action. As we find in Eicha, okay, I don't remember the whole pasuk bal peh, but this expression means olel lomo, what you have done to him. Olel, to do upon this individual, this nation. Olel, to do, action. The action that you are going to do lomo to them. So that's one meaning of the word. The word also relates to of ascent. Alei means to go up. So we're now going to synthesize these two translations, these two concepts. Ascent, to rise up. Number two, a command, so to speak, of action, do action. And when we put these two things together, what it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be elevated in this world, Hashem's name. The appreciation the world has for Hashem will go up in value in the eyes and minds of mankind through Hashem's deeds. You know what it's basically saying? They're going to say Kaddish. Zog Kaddish Yosem. Yiskadal v'yiskadash Shmei Rabo. Ba'olamo divro chidusei v'yamlich malchusei b'chayichon v'vachayil ba'agolo v'zach. What do you say? What do you do when you say Kaddish? When you say Kaddish, you're basically saying is May Hashem's name Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, may it be glorified, His great name, Be'olama in the world, Divara, which He created according to His will. In our lifetime, Kaddish is an expression, is a prayer that is said upon recognizing Hashem's presence in this world. Something happens in this world. And now, through this action, we stand back and take note, Hashem was here. Hashem was present. And our appreciation of Hashem through what has just occurred has now been, we have a new appreciation of Hashem. His name has been exalted. When you learn a Daf Gemara, you have a new appreciation of Hashem. When you dive into Hashem, every davening, every experience, when you come before Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a new appreciation of Hashem. For Chamona Litzlan, a person dies, person is shaken up. We're shaken up. Yiskadal v'yiskadash Rebbe, it's a different relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Targum, as interpretation we sing over here is, basically is, how I said Kaddish over Egypt. The Rebbeinu Shalom is saying, I said Kaddish. I said a Kaddish Drabonim over the Egyptians. I obliterated them off the face of the earth. I wiped them out. No! What do you do now? Zog Kaddish. Yiskadal v'yiskadash Shmei Rabo. That's exactly what Targum was saying. Asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim. The word hisalalti is made of two concepts. I did something to them. You know what I did to them? I wiped them out. I did miracles. Amazing stuff you've never seen before. And through these miracles, which was to their detriment, they were wiped out. What happened? The world took note. My people, Klal Yisrael, took note. And what did they say? They said, wow, we now have of you, Hashem, a whole new appreciation. Your status in our eyes has gone through the roof, has gone up. In other words, Hashem's name was Niskadel v'Niskadesh Shmei Rabo. How? Because of what Hashem did to the Egyptians. So in essence, the translation of the pasuk is, how I, Hashem, I said a Kaddish d'Rabbanan on the Egyptians. I did miracles upon them, and by doing so, the world appreciated who I was. My name was glorified and elevated in this world, because the word hisalalti is a combination of these two principles. Okay, let's go further in Targum. Okay, Asher hisalalti. Let's finish over here. That's how he's combining these hisalalti. V'chein ayin radak sheperish hari heira isi bohem. I shown them. I display to them ma'asim noiroim ugidoylem. Okay, so he learns something. He's saying, I reveal to them, which is very similar to this idea that he just said, except the Kabbalah, which means I did amazing things which caused my name to be elevated. Aval yoinasam tirgim sham beloshan puranos. But he learns, like Rashi is learning, it means I laughed at them. Okay, he learned beloshan puranos. We're not talking yoinasam. He learns something more like Rashi. Let's just think the one we can as possible to recap. The Mitzrayim perish in Medina, we came with Tzachlema, Shamila Bam, Achozer Al Paro, or I did the Mitzrayim amongst the Medina, okay, Bam, Achozer Al Paro, Vavodav, Shepasuk Rishon, which I want to show you this point, we'll come back and recap. Until over here, the Pasuk, Asherzal Bim Mitzrayim, this is the nation, the Es Oysoy Sasher Samti Vam, question. What is the word Vam referring to? So according to the deacon and Unkelis, Vam goes back on Paro and his servants. Okay, in the first pasuk it says, "Vayimashal Moshe b'el Paro, the Paro, kidev out of the slibo v'yaslev avodav." And now, "Uman shisi osa ilu b'kibo, uman tzabi osa ilu b'kibo, shesam tzabi osa ilu the nation of Egypt." V'yas osa the son of Shesamti Vam, the Vam goes on Paro and his servants. Okay, to recap, what did we learn today? Okay, we learned today over here a few things. We spent time on the Oznei. Okay, the Targum means in the presence. Don't talk directly to grandchildren. You talk to them indirectly. It's much more effective. Sometimes talk to people, even a regular person. It's also more effective when you don't talk to them directly. How many times can you only communicate with people that are right, literally, right in front of your face? If you send them a text, they'll be more responsive than if you talk to them. And, okay, that was one. And then this other thing we have, we come away over here with really three different approaches to understand the word his alalti. Rashi, we didn't get a chance to go back and analyze the Rashi. Rashi says, sochakti. I laughed at them. A bunch of idiots. Hashem is making leitzonos. Kol leitzinusa asir mibar leitzinusa diavoidas kachoven. There is a time and place to make a joke out of something foolish. It's a very dangerous game. But according to Rashi, that's what the word hisalalti means. Kemoki hisalalt bi. You've mocked me.
The Ramban holds like that also.
His alat, to mock. Mockery. To mock. It's a way of saying you're garbage. You're not a serious person. You're nothing. Mockery. And then he goes on to prove it. He goes on with all the ground to prove it. But we learned two other approaches. His alat, according to the first approach, I mean, the Targum says miracles. What does that mean, miracles? So according to the first interpretation, we explain the word the word hisalalt comes from the word an ilah, in action. Hashem is now going to perform actions. And the action in this context happens to be an action of a miracle. And according to the second, and then we get the whole discussion, why do we need so many words for the word deeds? So we explain because the word, it comes from an ilah, it really means an excuse, a cause. There's a cause, you take action. A call for action. It's a call. A call for action. The call for action is a need. And everything flows from there. And then we know the other interpretation that it means is salalti, it's a combination of alei, aleph lamed al, to ascend. And it also means action. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes action, then the world takes notice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is exalted. In other words, Kaddish. And the pasuk can be translated, will tell your grandchildren how I said on the Egyptian society, a Kaddish Drabanan. Okay, with that, we will conclude for today. Thank you very much for joining me. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Rabbi Levine?
Yes.
Two questions.
Yes.
The Hashem says, I'm going to harden Paro's heart. So Moshe could have complained. You sent me to do a job. So why are you making my job so difficult? Should we, soften him up, let him get out?
This is an ancient question. This is it's better. How can Hashem take away from Paro his free will? It's not fair. It's not fair to take away someone's free will. Right? So it's a tough question. I don't.
Moshe could have complained. Why are you making my job more difficult?
It's true. You're right. I don't have a good answer. No pain, no gain. What?
Arm scroll translates it, I amused myself in the Egyptian.
Amused? Okay, that's like a Rashi.
Yeah, but not only laugh, like he translated, but even had a Noah.
Pleasure. I laughed. I amused. Rashi is the article. First of all, article notice is taking is doing what they say they're going to do in their introduction. In the introduction, they claim they're going to translate it based upon Rashi, not based upon Ungel, even though that's an outright lie, because I could show you probably 1,000 places where they translated like Ungel list, not like Rashi. Okay, but over here they were true to their word and they translated it like not like Ungel list. They didn't make it into miracles. And amused is a very interesting way to translate the word to translate the words Hisalalti. That's not the way. When I was in kindergarten, we taught us, we had the blue chumash, the Pentateuch. We learned it was macked. The word macked is a different connotation than the muse myself. It's a different connotation. Mocking has a connotation of like belittling the victim. I'm laughing at you, and you know that I'm laughing at you. When you say amused, it means I'm having a good time, but you don't know that you don't know that I'm laughing at you. That's at least to me. Maybe I don't know English. I don't know. I probably don't know. But obviously, every word that you use to translate has interpretation, and Art Scroll has taken a bold move. And I'm sure they know what they're doing. I live on Art Scroll. They were taking a very bold move in translating the word Hisalalti and muse. That's a very interesting trend. I wonder if they had a conversation. When they finished the Art Scroll Shas many, many years ago, there was some really great write-ups. It was a big event. And they wrote up how they did the Shas, all the secrets, this and that, how much it cost. It cost $41 million. Art Scroll paid to have the Shas done. I remember then, I think it was $42 million. They had to raise $42 million for the entire production, the printing and the editors and the writers and the whole nine yards. And how much money do they get from selling the Archul Gemaras? They make $42 million. How many years did it take them to make back the $42 million that they invested in producing the English Schottenstein Talmud Bavli? But anyway, they had, so one of the write-ups, this is really a beautiful write-up, is they were very proud of translations for concepts. Every time you have, every daf of Gemara, you have certain concepts. And how do you translate? How do you translate the concept? You're going to use one single word? One word's not going to do it justice. If you're going to write a whole sentence, it's going to bore the reader, and it's going to confuse people. And they wrote there, I don't remember, they give examples. They had some very good examples of how they sat around and they broke their heads like a think tank to come up with an expression in the fewest possible words that captures the best that they could the concept that appears in the Gemara. And they gave these examples, and indeed, they're very, very clever. They're very clever to bring out. And I'm trying to remember, I think it was Shabbos. Shabbos has something about domains, like a reshus. What is called a reshus? Okay, a reshus hayochid and a reshus harabin. I don't think they invented the term a domain. That's not, I don't think that's unique to them. I'm sure there were people before them. I don't remember. I really don't remember. But they gave a couple of examples. And you see that over and over. Every time you have an English translation, you're coming to give interpretation. All right.
Thank you.
My pleasure.